Okay, so we'll share a particular thought on the parsha. Hopefully, we'll have time to connect it to something relevant to Hanukkah also. Torah tells us that Yosef gets reunited with his brothers in this week's parsha. Although Vayakir Yosef es Echav, Yosef recognized his brothers Vehem Lohikiru, but the brothers are unable to recognize Yosef. The Mefarshi Hapshat, Chazal, and many others are bothered by the question, how exactly, we understand why Yosef was able to recognize his brothers, but how come the brothers were unable to recognize Yosef? After all, he was their brother. True, it had been a while, but presumably they should have been able to identify him. Further, Chazal tell us in commenting on the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, that Yosef looked like Yaakov. So it wasn't like they hadn't seen anyone and they could totally misplace who he looked like a figure that they had seen all the time. So how come he's unable to recognize him? The most well-known pshat is a Gemara in at least, I believe, three places. The Gemara, Rashi quotes it right here, that Yosef left when he was, the simple pshat, below chasimas zakeh, the simple pshat, he left without a beard, and now Yosef has a beard. In that sense, what shifted was that as opposed to the brothers who are older than Yosef, who had beards when he left, so they looked more or less the same. They aged a little bit, maybe a bit of gray in this area of the beard. But other than that, they pretty much looked the exact same. Yosef, in contrast, looked very different. He had left clean-shaven, and now he came back with a beard. Many of the Mefarshei HaPshat add to explain a little bit more how come they still couldn't have recognized him. The Ramban points out, well, how did Yosef recognize Yisachar and Zvulun? They weren't that much older. Presumably, they were also clean-shaven, and now they have beards. So Ramban says, well, they were with the rest of the brothers, who's able to place exactly who they were. But some, like the Rashbam and the Chizkuni, add additional reasons why it would have been difficult, not just the beard. The beard was one of several factors. The fact that the Rashbam says he's suddenly wearing Big Day Malchus. They weren't used to seeing Yosef that particular way. The fact that the Chizkuni points out his name was different. His name was Tzafnas Paneach. The fact is, the Chizkuni, that he was speaking Egyptian. All of those things made it incredibly challenging for them to be able to identify who exactly he really was. Okay, but still wonder some. The Gemara tells him, Sechas Gidin and Daf Chav Gimel, that the reason why someone who's blind is allowed to be intimate with his wife, allowed to touch his wife, is because he could assume it's her based on her voice. So they wonder, but couldn't I at least have told Yosef it was through the voice? So, okay, so already the Rashbam, I think, is sensitive to that. No, he was speaking through a meturgeman. Maybe they didn't really even hear Yosef's voice. He was speaking through a translator. Or the way the Chiddush Harim says it, maybe you only recognize voices in the language that you were used to that person speaking. But since he was speaking Egyptian, they weren't able to recognize it. But the first general mahalach is that a lot of things were set up that made it difficult and made it challenging for the brothers to identify who Yosef really was. It wasn't only a beard, it was also clothing, it was name, it was the whole scene. It all made it very, very difficult. That's more or less mahalach number one. Derech Agav, the voice piece, is a kasha which many Mefarshim ask about how the simanim, the trick with Rachel and Leah, didn't he recognize the voice at all? Like what exactly was going on until the morning? Tor Tamima says, voices work unless there are other kinds of stiras to what the voice is. If there are other kinds of indications, so then voice alone doesn't always do everything. There is a second mahalach, I believe, in Bali Machshava. It's a second mahalach which I believe the Radak in many ways is sensitive to here, and we will develop it, at least I believe, in an intriguing way. The Radak says it's true. All else being equal, they should have been able to recognize Yosef, even if he now has a beard and they were not used to seeing him with a beard. But rather, because of everything else that was there, it was Rachuk Be'enehem Me'od Sheyeh Hu Yosef. Even though there were maybe some indications, and they could have figured it out in a vacuum, the other things made it almost impossible for them to really perceive it as such. The Radak may be referring to a yisod, which is very, very critical, that in the end of the day, we perceive things not only based on what we actually see in front of us, but based on all of the kinds of information and expectations, all of the things that we believe that we are able, that we are about to see. The Mashal L'Mahadavar Doma, I had a physics teacher in high school that used to always say this pshat, that Vayishma Yisro, that Yisro heard Chazal tell us, Yisro was able to hear Melchamas Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. Gemaras and Tzvachim, what exactly he heard. How come only Yisro heard it? Didn't everybody else hear it? Ella, lots of people hear lots of things. The Mila of Yisro, was Yisro was able to actually perceive what was going on. Everyone has heard noise. Everyone has heard events. Yisro was on the Madrega where he was Mashmur Shama Uva. Yisro was able to actually hear what was going on and therefore respond in turn. The context where this comes up, Rav Yaakov Ariel, the former chief rabbi from Magan and a massive Talmud Chacham, once suggested this based on the comment of the Chaznish in Yerodeah, that even though, you know, the Chaznish writes in Yerodeah that nowadays there are less miracles that people are able to perceive, and that impacts the way that we relate to non-observant Jews, because it's not an era of revealed miracles, it's not an era of miracles the same way, and therefore people are not held accountable for not perceiving the Ribono Shel Olam. So points out Rav Yaakov Ariel, it isn't that there was a major shift in the time of Chazal until now in the nature of the revealed miracles. It's just that people only perceive things based on what they expect to be able to perceive. People that don't expect to be able to see Ribono Shel Olam that much in this world, they reject elements of Hashgacha, are just not going to see him. And those who do expect to see it are going to see the Ribono Shel Olam much more often. That in many ways, our expectations impact the perception that we happen to have. Because they could never envision this being Yosef, they couldn't see this being Yosef. Because they couldn't envision a reality, or people couldn't, of Kriyas Yamsuf, Muhammad Samalek, of Matan Torah, they couldn't perceive it as a reality. And people that can't see Ribono Shel Olam expect never to see him. Well, guess what? Shocker, they're never actually going to see him. Our perception is impacted in many ways by what we are open to seeing, not by coming in with these these expectations to limit things in that particular way. Chassidim understand that there is a third mahalach, and they say so in very different ways in different contexts, but let me be machtimit in the following manner. For many people, a beard is just that. It's facial hair. What a person has on their face, it's a personal choice as far as how you want to appear kalapei chutz. For many Chassidim, it's true for many mekubalim, but for many Chassidim, beard has intense spiritual significance. Zikna kadisha. There's something deeply holy and deeply significant about a person's beard. Noam HaMelech writes, I believe, in Parshas Kedoshim, and this is why that the world of din, of judgment, comes from the top of a person's head. The world of rachamim, a lot of good mercy, comes when a person has a beard and it comes out this way. That's why Chassidim will shave the top of their heads and grow their beards out. Less din and more rachamim in this world. This may not be true for all mekubalim. The Italian Kabbalist Kayadua, the Ramchal, was clean shaven. That there's certainly exception to this idea. But for many Chassidim, beard represents a person's madrega. That beard represents a person's kedusha. In that sense, understand a variety of Chassidim, that what's actually going on here is we're using beard as a code word for spiritual level. Says the Me'or V'Shemesh the following idea. Yosef and the brothers had massively different experiences post the sale of Yosef. The brothers, so they were hanging out with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, the Shechina, was Nistalik. We know that those 22 years, whatever it was, when Yosef was not with his father, so there was no Shechina with Yaakov. The brothers, their own experiences post-Mechiras Yosef, they were stagnant religiously. They were who they were when he left, and there was no progress. There was no progress whatsoever. That's why Yosef looked at them. Yosef knew exactly who they were. They were the same people that he left 22 years ago. Chasimas Hazakim, whatever Kedusha and Rachman was there, pretty much the exact same as it was when they left. That's the remez of beard. Says, however, the Me'or V'Shemesh, Yosef was a totally different person. Yosef was a person that went through experiences. Yosef was a person who the Shechina was Shoreb with Yosef. That's how Ki Hashem Ito, the Torah tells us, when he's with Potiphar's house, he's able to be Poter Chalomos. He's able to reveal and interpret dreams because Yosef has a Shechina which is with him. He was a person that was holeich mi madrega le madrega b'chol yom. And therefore, the Yosef they saw, it was a different beard, i.e. code word for, he was a totally different person than the one that they expected. Or, the way that the Mevaser Tov suggested in the Sefer Koach Tshuvas Yisrael, page 51-52, that Zakein, we know that Chazal tell us, and Rashi references this, Zakein stands for Zesha Kana Chachma, the one who acquired wisdom. What it means is that the rest of the brothers, they had the same chassima sazakein, they had the same chachma, they were the same people that they were 22 years prior. In contrast, Yosef was an entirely different person. He was a person who was able to build himself. He was a person who was constantly growing. The Me'or V'Shemesh speaks about as far as constant growth. The Vassar Tov speaks about as Yosef being also a about tshuva. The Yosef they knew was not the Yosef that they're meeting right now. The Rambam writes that part of the tshuva process. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, is there Shinu Hashem, Anihu, I'm a different person. Rambam Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Dal. What does that mean? The Yosef they knew was a Na'ar. The Yosef they knew in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev was a Yosef who spoke Lashon Hara. He was a Yosef that appears to have been a little bit petty. He was caught up in his looks. He was caught up in what other people were doing. Yosef was a Na'ar. That was the one that they saw. He was lacking Chasimus Hazakein. He was lacking Zesha Kanachachma. He was a little bit young. He was talented. He was precocious. But it wasn't all there. The Yosef they saw right now was a Bria Chadasha. The other thing that was a totally different person, religiously and spiritually. It wasn't just the language he used, it was everything about him. He was 22 years later of significant growth, a totally, totally different person than the one that they had interpreted and the one that they had exposure to prior to that. As such, suggest him or Vashemis Vatatov, it's not about physical appearance. It's also that spiritually, he was just holding in a totally different location. Everything about him, his aura, everything about him was different. Everything about him was distinct. And that's, we saw three ideas. How come the brothers didn't recognize Yosef? One is the pshat idea. He had beard, no beard, language, different clothing, different name. They just weren't really there. Second mahalach, based on the Radak, we only perceive that which we think could really actually be there. We only perceive things based on our preconceived notions. If you anticipate there's no way it could be Yosef, you'll never see Yosef standing right in front of you. If you anticipate there's no way that there are miracles in this world, no way because Baruch Hu plays a role in this world, so you won't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once you're open to it being Yosef, you'll be able to see him. Once you're open to there being a Kriyas Yam Sof and a Melchamas Amalek and a Matan Torah, you'll be able to perceive that and the role that it plays. Once we're open to it being a Yosef, towards it being, sorry, Nisim in this world, Yaakov Ariel will start seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam's hands in this world. And the last, it's a question of growth. He was a different kind of person. Many ideas, these are Hanukkah messages. The idea of perception, so the Maharal writes, that is the goal of Neiros Hanukkah. The goal of the Neis of the Pach HaShemem was to change our perception so we could see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the physical military victory. That's the reason why it was all about perception. It's Radak idea. Neir Hanukkah was, look at this miracle. And if that miracle could be there, well, guess what? There could also be miracles in the battle. There could also be miracles in the Melchama, so writes the Maharal. And the last idea of constant growth, that in many ways is part of what the Mahajim and the Mahajrin is really all about. Malin v'kodesh v'lo moridin. Each day, another candle. Each day, more growth. In that sense, a lot of these ideas, as the Baba Terebi often points out in the Shlach HaKadosh, that the Parsha connects to Hanukkah. Parsha connects to these times. So these ideas are Hanukkah ideas also about constant growth. Each day, more and more. An accurate perception of reality. If you believe Hashem Yisbarach could be involved in this world, you will find Hashem Yisbarach there. If you don't, you'll never see it. Same thing with Yosef. Have a wonderful rest of your day.